The following audiobooks contain AI-generated content and may contain errors. This audiobook narration presents The Autonomous Enterprise, Governing Machine, Speed Commerce, and Digital Workforce Systems Topic Introduction. A procurement manager sits at a workstation in London, watching a flickering cursor. For 20 years, her role has been defined by the tactile rhythm of commerce, negotiating vendor contracts, reviewing invoices, and authorizing the release of funds with a single click. Yet on this Tuesday afternoon, the screen displays a surge of inbound activity that bears no resemblance to the methodical pace of her past. In a span of less than 60 seconds, 600 unique service requests have hit her department's interface, all initiated and settled without a single human finger touching a keyboard. The transactions do not arrive with the familiar stamp of a corporate buyer, but with the sterile, hyper-efficient signature of autonomous software agents. Across the globe, from the financial hubs of New York to the logistics corridors of Europe, the digital economy is undergoing a profound structural metamorphosis. The traditional model, which relied on human users navigating websites and shopping carts, is being rapidly supplanted by machine customers. These are autonomous agents, software entities capable of independently initiating, negotiating, and finalizing commercial transactions. Between July 2024 and February 2025, traffic from generative artificial intelligence sources to retail platforms exploded by 1,200%. By mid-2025, that figure had climbed to 4,700% year over year. This transition marks the birth of an economy governed not by brand loyalty or emotional preference, but by machine speed, deterministic logic, and real-time data connectivity. It presents enterprise leaders with an urgent, twofold challenge. They must maintain the integrity of their human-facing services while simultaneously constructing robust, governed pathways for an entirely new, non-human workforce. For those organizations still relying on legacy enterprise software, architectures designed for static databases and slow-moving human processes, the gap is widening. They are struggling to capture service requests that occur in milliseconds, a failure that risks leaving them obsolete in a market where procurement cycles are being slashed by as much as 50% through the use of autonomous workflows. Understanding this shift requires moving beyond the hype surrounding artificial intelligence. It demands a clear distinction between co-pilots, which merely assist human decision-making, and fully autonomous agents, which execute complex tasks within defined boundaries. As global investment in this autonomous enterprise sector is projected to climb from $49 billion in 2024 to $118 billion by 2030, the stakes for executive leadership have never been higher. The transition is not merely a technical upgrade, it is an architectural overhaul of how value is created and captured. This book serves as a strategic roadmap for navigating this high-speed, agent-driven reality. We will explore the critical requirements for agentic governance, the imperative of maintaining deterministic data integrity, and the protocols needed to manage an autonomous workforce with the same rigor usually reserved for personnel management. By establishing the right hierarchy, from micro-agents performing atomic repetitive tasks to orchestrators managing complex logic, leaders can ensure that their digital systems remain transparent, auditable, and aligned with core business strategy. As the global landscape shifts from fragmented, reactive patches to a cohesive, machine-speed ecosystem, the organizations that thrive will be those that learn to synchronize the efficiency of their autonomous agents with the clarity of human intent. The era of the autonomous enterprise has arrived, and it is time to build the foundations that will define the next generation of global trade. End of introduction. Commerce is undergoing a fundamental restructuring. For decades, the digital economy relied on a linear model where a human user browsed a site, navigated a shopping cart, and manually authorized a transaction. Today, that model is collapsing under the pressure of non-human participation. Machine customers, defined as autonomous agents capable of initiating and finalizing commercial transactions, have moved from experimental research into the mainstream of global retail and procurement. According to retail industry analytics reports from 2024 and 2025, traffic from generative artificial intelligence sources to retail sites surged 1,200% between July 2024 and February 2025. By July 2025, that figure climbed to 4,700% year over year. These metrics signal the birth of an economy where purchasing decisions occur at machine speed, governed by data and logic, rather than emotional preference or brand loyalty. This transition toward agentic commerce necessitates a departure from traditional product-led growth. Enterprise architectures designed for human interaction often struggle to capture machine-initiated service requests because they lack the necessary data integrity and real-time connectivity. Industry research from 2025 suggests that 20% of inbound customer service contact volume will originate from machines by 2026. This creates a dual mandate for enterprise leaders. Organizations must continue to serve human needs while simultaneously building deterministic, governed pathways for autonomous systems. Although connected products are projected to generate an economic impact measured in trillions of dollars by 2030, the transition remains complex. Please note that the following discussion provides general information for educational purposes and does not constitute professional, financial, or legal advice. Legacy enterprise software often fails to bridge the gap between static, human-centric databases and the dynamic, agentic workflows required for modern procurement. Procurement strategy surveys conducted in the United States and Europe in 2024 indicate that 74% of executives plan to increase automation investments through 2026. These systems function differently than human counterparts. While a human shopper might compare prices and read reviews over several hours, an autonomous procurement agent accesses e-commerce application programming interfaces to evaluate specifications against predefined requirements, negotiate terms, and execute purchases in seconds. This shift toward agentic workflows provides measurable efficiency, with procurement cycles reporting a reduction in time by up to 50%. The economic rationale for this shift is anchored in the distinction between artificial intelligence copilots and fully autonomous systems. Copilots assist human work, keeping the human in the loop as the primary decision maker. Fully autonomous agents, by contrast, execute end-to-end workflows within predefined boundaries. This distinction is critical for earnings before interest and taxes. While only 5% of organizations report achieving substantial return on investment from general artificial intelligence initiatives, those who successfully transition to agentic, autonomous workflows are beginning to see measurable impact. For the enterprise, the value stream mapping required to make an operation agent-compatible serves as a prerequisite for success. Organizations that attempt to layer agents onto existing bloated workflows often encounter structural failures, whereas those that redesign their processes to prioritize data cleanliness and real-time accessibility position themselves to capture the upside of the autonomous market. This evolution is an economic scaling challenge. Market projections for the global autonomous enterprise sector suggest growth from $49 billion in 2024 to $118 billion by 2030. This scaling requires leaders to move beyond the experimental phase and treat data integrity as the foundational operating system of the firm. Because machines operate on data rather than brand narratives, the searchability and reusability of that data become primary drivers of competitive advantage. Batch-oriented data pipelines, which served businesses well for years, are now proving inadequate in an economy that demands sub-second decision-making. The transition to an agent-driven model requires a strategic pivot toward application programming interface-first commerce architectures. By treating the enterprise as a set of discoverable, verifiable functions, leaders can allow autonomous procurement agents to interact with their systems safely and efficiently. This structural shift moves the focus from managing headcount to managing the performance of an autonomous digital workforce. As these agentic systems proliferate, the ability to calibrate their behavior, verify their actions, and maintain deterministic outcomes will determine which organizations thrive and which remain burdened by the complexities of legacy software in a machine speed market. Success in this new era requires robust oversight frameworks to maintain operational transparency. The transition from human-in-the-loop co-pilots to fully autonomous systems demands a shift in how enterprises approach software deployment. Moving beyond experimental pilots requires agentic governance as a formal, non-negotiable operational requirement. At the core of this transition lies a hierarchical structure for autonomous software. At the base, micro-agents perform atomic, repetitive functions, such as data retrieval or status checks. These micro-agents feed into middle-tier orchestrators, which integrate multiple tools through secure interfaces. The apex of this structure consists of human oversight and policy enforcement layers, ensuring that even as agents operate at machine speed, their actions remain within strictly defined business parameters. This autonomy must be tempered by clear action space definitions. Organizations must document exactly which systems, databases, and application programming interfaces each agent is permitted to query or manipulate. Without these boundaries, autonomous agents function like unguided software, capable of cascading errors across the enterprise. To manage these systems, leaders should adopt lifecycle protocols modeled after human resources practices. Just as a firm monitors the performance and compliance of its human workforce, organizations must implement continuous monitoring for agents. This involves tracking agent health, permission usage, and adherence to performance benchmarks, essentially treating digital workers with the same rigor applied to personnel management. Integrating industrial safety principles into software design is vital for these deployments. In a physical warehouse, safety is managed through mechanical barriers and predefined kill switches. In the digital realm, this translates to runtime guardrails that intercept unsafe commands before they execute. One significant security threat in this landscape is indirect prompt injection, where external data, such as an email or a website, contains hidden instructions designed to trick an agent into deviating from its core mission. Because agents ingest data in real time to maintain context, they are uniquely susceptible to these vectors. Defending against such threats requires constant validation of the information entering the agent's reasoning environment. Transparency is a regulatory imperative, as detailed in the European Union Artificial Intelligence Act, 2026, which establishes strict provisions for systemic oversight. These regulations mandate that enterprises maintain clear audit trails for autonomous decision-making, with potential penalties for non-compliance reaching 35 million euros. Every purchase initiated or resource allocated by an agent must be traceable back to a specific set of logic and data inputs. This requirement makes deterministic data integrity a foundational infrastructure goal. If an agent's output is purely probabilistic, its decisions cannot be effectively audited or defended. businesses must prioritize systems that produce repeatable, verifiable results over those that rely solely on unpredictable generation. Financial settlement between autonomous entities represents the next frontier of this efficiency. As machines begin to negotiate directly with one another, they require a common, machine-readable language for commerce. The IS-402 protocol is emerging as a primary infrastructure for these machine-to-machine financial settlements. By utilizing this protocol, agents can handle payments and account settlements in real time, drastically reducing the latency of traditional clearing processes. This capability transforms the agent from a simple information processor into an economic actor capable of completing end-to-end transaction life cycles. To balance this autonomy with safety, companies must practice adaptive trust calibration. Trust is not a static state, but a dynamic variable that changes based on an agent's performance, the sensitivity of a task, and the external environment. When an agent performs well within a low-risk domain, its autonomy can expand. Conversely, if it hits an unexpected error or encounters a high-risk scenario, the system must trigger an automatic, mandatory handoff to a human operator. Establishing these thresholds creates a resilient architecture where the enterprise can capture the efficiency of machine-speed commerce while maintaining the human accountability necessary to prevent systemic failure. As organizations mature these frameworks, they move from fragmented, reactive patches to a cohesive, autonomous digital workforce capable of sustained, high-performance operation, laying the groundwork for the execution and scaling of these strategies across the global enterprise. Transitioning from experimental pilot programs to enterprise-scale production requires a fundamental redesign of organizational architecture. Moving beyond isolated sandboxes demands the capacity to manage an autonomous digital workforce, beginning with a shift from monolithic, manual workflows to modular systems. In this hierarchy, microagents perform atomic tasks like data retrieval, while orchestrators manage complex logic through secure interfaces. By assigning granular permissions to each agent, companies effectively manage their digital footprint. This architectural shift mirrors human workforce management, where roles and responsibilities are explicitly defined, supervised, and evaluated against consistent performance benchmarks. Upskilling human managers for this landscape is vital. The manager's role evolves from direct process execution to performance oversight of multi-agent systems. This requires proficiency in defining agentic constraints, calibrating trust thresholds, and identifying when a machine process requires a mandatory handoff to human intelligence. Managers must focus on metrics such as reliability, response latency, and adherence to business logic, treating these as key performance indicators for their digital subordinates. Much as a plant manager ensures machinery remains calibrated for production, the modern enterprise leader ensures that autonomous systems function within their defined action space. Effective supervision relies on designing for deterministic resolution. When agents encounter ambiguities that fall outside their programmed parameters, they must trigger predefined outcomes rather than relying on unpredictable generative responses. This is critical for non-human customers who require machine-readable data to proceed. Organizations must prioritize the development of clear error handling protocols that ensure every automated interaction has a foreseeable, auditable end state. If an agent is unable to resolve a procurement conflict or service request, the system must shift the context to a human operator, ensuring that exception handling is as governed as the standard execution path. Internal standards for agentic interoperability define the speed at which an enterprise can innovate. By establishing a shared language, often facilitated by standardized data schemas and application programming interfaces, firms enable agents to communicate and share context across disparate business units. This interoperability prevents the formation of departmental silos and allows agents to work in concert for resources rather than in competition. As these networks mature, leaders must implement runtime guardrails that intercept unsafe or unauthorized transactions before they execute. In the financial sector, this is the baseline for preventing systemic failure. Managing digital actors entails inherent operational risks, making architecture a primary concern. Establishing auditability in procurement networks requires logging every agentic decision alongside the input data that informed it. By maintaining a tamper-proof trail of the logic used by an agent, firms satisfy regulatory requirements and simplify the post-action review process. This level of transparency transforms the audit from a reactive, manual exercise into a continuous, automated verification of compliance. Strategic capital allocation remains a hurdle for sustainable growth. Organizations often struggle to balance investment between developing custom agentic frameworks and purchasing pre-built vendor solutions. While custom builds offer greater control over proprietary data, off-the-shelf platforms provide access to proven orchestration tools and security patches. Success usually follows a tiered investment strategy. Leverage established vendor frameworks for standard operations while dedicating custom development resources only to those processes that provide a unique, defensible competitive advantage. The goal is to build a flexible backbone that allows the enterprise to swap components as the market for agentic software evolves. Reporting lines within an agent-driven organization must remain clear and direct. By structuring oversight to align with business priorities, executives ensure that autonomous workflows remain tethered to the company's fiscal and strategic goals. This creates a feedback loop where agentic behavior is constantly refined, improved, and pruned. When an agent consistently exceeds performance targets, its autonomy may expand. When it drifts, its permissions are tightened. This iterative approach to workflow optimization is the hallmark of a resilient firm. The evolution of organizational design in a landscape populated by autonomous actors marks the end of the traditional, human-only firm. As agents take on greater responsibility for procurement, settlement, and customer interaction, the enterprise matures into a complex ecosystem of humans and machines. Finalizing a strategic roadmap for executive-level governance means codifying these relationships, ensuring that authority remains rooted in human strategy while execution flows through automated, machine-speed channels. By embracing this model, organizations position themselves to thrive in a global economy where the most efficient enterprises synchronize the speed of their machines with the clarity of their intent, establishing the foundation for sustained growth across the global enterprise. This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.